Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday in Midland before we play two. Coley, 8 out of 10 wins on this long road trip so far. I mean, I don't think the vibes could be any better around here than they are right now.
No, so far it's been great, man. The boys, they've been working so hard. You know, you can see, you know, how they take care of business every time they cross those lines. And we as the coaches, you know, we're so proud so far about this long trip, the result, the way they've been handled themselves in and out of the field, and looking for these two and see what happens.
I've asked a lot of different guys across this trip, what do you think has flipped around for this team as the results have flipped? And every single one of them says some version of the team's coming together, we're getting to know each other, getting more comfortable with each other. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, that's right, man. This is what are we trying to do as a group, you know? Hang out more time, you know, like chemistry, you know, they care each other. And, you know, when you break camp, pitchers are on one side, position players on another side, outfielders on another side. So now when you come together in the season, you know, you hang out in the locker room long hours. Mm-hmm. So they get to know each other more and they're having a good time.
This bullpen since the start of the trip has been a top five unit in AA. Strikeouts, limiting the walks, coming through, leading AA in saves since we left Hodgetown last. I know that you know that this group is super talented with a bunch of arms, but what do you think they're doing to get these outs and leverage spots to win all these close games?
You know, they just believe in themselves, man. They just not afraid to attack hitters. You know, they work ahead in counts, and that's our goal. You know, Gabby's been doing an incredible job, you know, with the pregame preparation for each pitcher, even the relievers, and they trust their pitching coaches, and they're doing great, man. Like, the mound presence, the body language when they walk between those lines, and you can see easy, like, the confidence they have right now.
Drew hit for the first cycle in team history on Wednesday night earlier this week. I mean, what a great night for him. When's the last time you've seen a cycle in person for a team that was on your side?
Wow, I don't even remember, man. I told Drew the first thing I came in my mind was like, okay, I played 16 years and I only did it once. You probably, this only your 4 years, you already done it. So you're way ahead of me. So just keep doing and enjoy this time. It's a special day for you. And I got the home run ball and I gave it to him. So it was a special day, not only for Drew, you know, when you're part of that moment, you know, and he's such a young and talented kid. So you just want them to see, you want to see them to be successful, and that's special.
I almost wanted to go down there and hand you an Oscar for your acting of the silent treatment when Drew went past you. You were just stone cold staring straight ahead. I just love the silent treatment in the dugout.
I told everyone, like, yeah, everybody stay on the bench, act like nothing happened. You guys be fine, and he's going to remember this moment for the rest of his career. And this is what it's all about, man. When something like that happens, it's just good memories to remember.
Ben McLaughlin right now has the longest hitting streak of any hitter in the Texas League, going at 11 games. What have you seen, not only on this road trip, but the last few weeks? He got off to a slow start, but he really has come on strong in every category. He's been clutch, all of it. What have you seen from him?
His two-strike approach for me is what I mean the most. You know, he's so calm and so relaxed, trusts his hands and eye coordination. He's short and compact to the ball, don't try to do too much. And in the end, you can see the results. So it's just hard to strike out, and he just put the ball in play.
Big week for Gavin Conocello too, to kind of get right. Huge swing the other night that delivers a win. What have you seen from his approach? I know he's been working on some mechanical things with the lower half. What have you seen updated from him?
Same thing. I have a conversation with him and Ty, like, you know, when he get to three strikes, he's trying to put the ball in play. Don't try to do too much, and more with those situations where the game asks you to do the little things. It's like the other day, you can see, like, he just put the ball in the play, that little soft line drive over short stud, the two RBIs that made the difference in the game. This is something we want to see. Now, when you hitters come, okay, attack the ball with conviction and trust your instincts.
Jose Cabrera last night was awesome too, and he's strung together a really strong season to start. What have you seen from him?
The same, man. He's one of the kids, like, works so hard, conviction. You know, he's on top of his game report every time. You know, when we send him the lineup, he asks all different questions. He pay attention to the game, you know, everything before he's about to start. And he's on top, man. He just work hard, great attitude, and he believes in himself.
Last one for you. Sunday doubleheader today. Kind of a unique situation to play two on a getaway day. But how do you approach that as a manager trying to think about, yeah, it's the last day of a two-week road trip, but also we got to cover 14 innings today?
Yeah, this doesn't no matter. You know, we go with the flow, one game at a time, and nothing changed. We want to play the game to win. Let's go and trying to get the first one. Whatever happens, let's move on and trying to get the second one.
Coley, great to see you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.